Go. Damn it, Beavis, the show's starting or something.
Sorry, go ahead.
Alright, Jumpy Grinders, episode 741. This is Frank, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Break Man the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm good.
That's terrible.
Eric, how are you?
I gotta work on that.
Yeah, you do, man. It's like,
that's bad.
Cool. So we all had a pretty good week, although I will say in Denver, we've had a weather event here every day for the past week, whether it be some type of tornado warning, flood warning. I don't know what the hell's going on in Denver. Like, every day has been overcast and rainy for the past week. I was like, what, did we move to Seattle or some shit? Like, what's going on here, man? It's crazy.
When you start getting hurricane warnings, then you got a real problem.
I know.
We did have a hurricane warning.
Not a hurricane. Bernie just said we had a hurricane warning in Denver, Colorado.
Tornado.
Are you go back to sleep, Bernie? Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you?
Tornado.
Fuck. No hurricane warning in Denver, Colorado. In my entire existence, there's never been a hurricane warning in Denver, Colorado.
Located
in the middle of the country. Bernie.
Yeah, okay.
Get out of here.
Someone used some timey-wimey portal shit. And just dumped it on top of the mountain.
I guess, man. Yeah, whoop, whoop, red alert, Scotoma says. Exactly, Scotoma. I mean, what the hell is this? Like, 2012, the movie? You guys ever see that shitty movie?
Yeah.
That crappy movie that Bernie likes? Anyways.
She likes that movie?
Yeah, I don't know. I said the same thing to her, man. So funny. All right, let's get started with the news here. Already a debacle.
RPG news.
All right, Eric. You're up.
Okay, from RPG site. We got a release date for The Legend of Nyota Boundless Trails, and it's coming on September 19th. So it's competing against Mortal Kombat 1, which we're going to talk about in a bit.
Yeah, we need to talk about that when we get to it, but that'll be my
the
story.
The name of it, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to it. Okay, anything else on this, Eric?
Not really.
All right, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming live from Gamatsu, Lords of the Fallen launches October 13th. There's a gameplay trailer, but if you're listening to this, you can't see it, so it doesn't matter to you. Standard edition, $69.99.
He said $69.
Yeah, $69. Let me see. Copy of the game, Dark Crusader starting class, 100-page digital art book. Oh, this is for the deluxe edition, sorry. Digital soundtrack and 3D model viewer, and that's $79.99. And for the collector's edition, you get a 10-inch Dark Crusader figure, another thing to put on your mantle and collect dust, metal display case, Dark Crusader starting class, one, I guess all the same shit that you got with the other one, plus that, and then there's some bonus items for the game.
Lords of the Fallen, have we been...
I don't see the price for it.
Yeah, we've been talking about this fucking game for the longest. I don't know. Are you excited, Eric, for this one? Are you going to play this one? This doesn't seem like...
I'm a bit more interested in this one compared to the previous.
Yeah. Yeah, this one looks slightly... this is like a sequel, right? Or
yeah.
Some type of... Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, okay, I guess. Anything else on this break?
Okay, now I'm confused. It's got the standard edition of $69.99, and then the deluxe edition with nothing on, like no extra price... And then $79.99 for the collector's edition. So I'm thinking they messed up when they did this.
Maybe it's the digital deluxe edition.
I'm thinking. Well, I'm thinking the $79.99 is the deluxe price, and then the They just don't have the collector's edition price on here, because there's no way they're doing $80 and giving you a 10-inch figure.
Yeah, it's going to be like $99. Watch.
Or $150 is what I was thinking.
$129.
Yeah, digital. Yeah.
$129, something like that. Then maybe they just don't have the price set on the Ultimate Edition.
It's wrong on here. I'm going to see if I can find it.
It looks okay. I'm looking at the trailer. I know you guys can't see it on the archives, but that's why you need to be here live Fridays, 7 Eastern Time, so you could see what we're seeing, and what we're seeing is pretty good. So there you go. All right, anything else on that break?
$199.
Oh shit.
Well, that's eBay price. Never mind. Let me see if I can find a real price. Damn it.
Yeah, eBay price is always much bigger.
I should have looked this. Should have looked first. I just saw a price and I'm like, oh, here we go. No. No, that's Gamatsu. They're wrong. Wrong.
Yeah.
No, I've got nothing else.
I don't think they've announced the price yet. Skodama says, I see dead people. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Mortal Kombat 1. Are we in the 80s again? Or 90s, I mean? Mortal Kombat 1 announced for PS5, Xbox Series, Switch, and PC. I just mentioned that. The game will be available $69.99 standard, $109.99 premium, and, ooh, check this out, Break. I'm sure.
I don't know why they're calling it this.
Break, I'm sure we're going to really enjoy this. $249.99 Collector's Edition. The Collector's Edition will only be available for PS5 and Xbox Series. Users who purchase either the Premium or Collector's Edition will gain early access to the game. Blah, blah, blah. But
I like how they're bothering Switch, but the PS4 and the Xbox don't have versions, apparently.
Yeah, in today's age of gaming...
Only the Series X and X, and then PlayStation 5 says...
In this age of gaming, how often does a game come out where it's complete? Doesn't every game come out with a patch? So that they're selling arguments they're going to let you play a broken game early?
Yeah. Yeah. You gain early access.
The pay... a ridiculous amount of money to unlock DLC because the game is going to make you grind otherwise.
$249.99.
Hey, you want a fatality? It's going to cost you like 100,000 Mortal Kombat bucks or whatever.
You know what? Hold on. I need to go back to...
And this is why they're calling it Mortal Kombat 1, because I guess it's a reboot of the franchise.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Liu Kang's apparently gone now.
If you played the Aftermath DLC, like that was the path was. I mean, this is a spoiler alert. Now it was basically, you're either Liu Kang wins or Shang Tsung wins, and whoever wins becomes a god. Liu Kang won, and he reset the universe.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is a continuation of the last game. It really is. It restarting the universe makes sense. It's like DC and Flashpoint, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what they're doing with the movie universe, they're using Flashpoint as using the Flash movie as Flashpoint, basically.
Yeah. The name is stupid. Like Eric says, what is this? He texts me, he's like, and I was like, oh, I don't fucking
they're
know.
They're doing thing that EA is doing with Battlefield, but calling it Battlefield 1.
I don't get it. Really? I don't understand. is this Mortal Kombat 12? Is this a remake of the first one?
I saw, rumors online, but I bet when the DLC comes out, they're going to say, it's like here's two and they'll put together and be 12. Lame.
Some stupid shit like that. Yeah.
I get the name. I get it. It's a stupid name. I agree with you guys on that. But I'm saying their point of it was it is a continuation of the story, which makes sense. But you should call 12.
Yeah, exactly. This should be 12, not 1. I mean, are we redoing the very first Mortal Kombat game? I mean, it had what, 6 characters, 7 characters, something
7.
Like that.
Yeah, and one of them
also fuck the stupid $70 price tag.
I agree with that too.
For a fighting game?
Yeah, I agree. Check this out, guys. The Mortal Kombat 1 Collector's Edition, the one that costs $249. Who the fuck is going to pay for this, right?
How about can I get like Mortal Kombat the movie, and like I can act out the scenes in it and shit like that? Can I get that
for $249 fucking dollars? They better give me a call. Give me a call to buy like the original fucking makers of Mortal Kombat. Jesus
Christ!
For
that price, I get to be a stand-in in the next Mortal Kombat movie.
I know, right? Well, okay, here's what it comes with: everything that comes in the premium edition, which is. You get like 1,250 dragon crystals, which is what Eric was talking about with the microtransactions. You get
yeah, that sounds like dog shit. I don't even want to play this.
Yeah, hold on, Eric. The combat pack.
This is such a great game.
You get the combat pack, which will feature Johnny Cage character skin with the likeness of famed actor and martial artist Jean-Claude Van Damme. Ooh, whoopity doo! Early access to 6 new playable characters. And 5 new cameo fighters available post-launch. You get a 16.5-inch Liu Kang sculpture designed by Corse and an inspired Liu Kang in-game character skin, 3 exclusive art prints, a steel case, and 1,450 additional dragon crystals. So there you go, guys. That's what you get for $250 fucking dollars. Holy shit.
I mean, no, you'd be go fuck itself.
I you know what, Eric? I think I agree with you on that. I know Mortal Kombat's been killing it with its game, period, but the microtransaction and this 250 fucking premium whatever plus edition, it's fucking ridiculous. But you guys reminded me of a Stinko that I have, which I'll talk to you guys about when we get to it.
For the most part, you can play for the game and beat it without spending any money and stuff, but last time I checked, I didn't have all the fatalities unlocked, even. I could spend money and get it, you know, but...
That's what they want you to do, though.
Yeah, that's exactly what they made it really hard to get all of, like, the fatalities. I've got the main characters, but I don't have all the DLC fatalities, which just is... It's annoying. I have to play, I don't know how many hours I played Mortal Kombat, but a lot, and still not have those unlocked.
Well, like, Mortal Kombat down the fucking toilet.
It's such a good game too. It's sad that they can hamper it like that.
Yes, it's so bad. It's like it's corporate greed, and we will talk about corporate greed when I get to my Stinkos, because they're you guys are not going to believe the depths at which car companies are going nowadays, and I'll talk about that later. All right, next story.
I can talk about some corporate greed too. That's on my stink.
Yes, we're going to talk about it. It's all about corporate greed today. All right, Eric, next story.
Okay, from Gamatsu, we got an article for a new game from IntiGreed. It's called Umbraclaw, and it's from the director for Blaster Master Zero, and it's apparently only going to be released on PC initially, which is an odd choice. But, but you're playing as a cat that's got, I guess, not supernatural powers. And from what the images I'm looking at, like... One of the images, the cat's actually upside down, so they could revert gravity around themselves.
This game looks...
Yeah, have you seen a cat? It's a normal cat.
Yeah. This game looks fantastic, guys and gals. It looks really, really good.
Watch the videos of cats like getting into the weirdest things. Like they've
got a unique art style.
Do not look like it does not look physically possible that they can get into.
So this game kind of looks like every character is like part of a pop up.
Yeah, it looks like it has a tad of Okami in there. It's got that cel shaded like 2D art style, but it's. It's even beyond that. It looks fucking great, man. I mean, this game
now,
looks...
It said PC, but I'm sure console announcement will be following this.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt it's coming soon. No doubt. Skirma says, I believe it, and I don't even
so
need to
hear
it.
I'm just making it for PC, and then I'll port it elsewhere.
Yeah. I believe it, and I don't even need to hear it, Skirma says, about corporate greed. Trust me, Skirma, you're not going to believe what I got in store for you, for everybody. It's ridiculous. It's redonkulous. Let's just put it that way when we get there. All right, anything else? Yeah, what's that?
You said it's a big ass?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, they're all big asses.
So you're basically a cat that's, I guess, lost their 9 lives, and so now you're in the underworld and trying to
find your way back. Okay, I get it.
So, this is good, man. This looks really good. I mean, I'm totally intrigued by this game. So, okay. Anything else?
Cats defy the laws of nature.
They do. Ass. Scotoma says ass. All right.
Is that a critique of our show?
Yeah, pretty much. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, Breakman, next story, please.
I can only find a price in England. I couldn't find like a price for American release on The Fallen. So,
I told you they're not decided yet. They haven't decided. That's why there's no price.
You're probably right. They probably haven't announced it. Come to us live from Gamasu. Wizard of Legend 2 announced for PC. Ooh. Not to be confused with Legacy of the Wizard. Developer Contingent 99 is providing guidance to Dead Mage. That's publisher. Who's Dead Mage?
I guess that's the publisher, yeah.
Oh, that's who's announcing it, I guess. So, there's that. And there's a trailer, but, you know, Frank will play it for Scotoma. Nobody else gets to see it.
I don't see the trailer.
The original game was kind of decent. It's a roguelike.
Yeah. I remember Eric talking about this game. I never played it myself. Oh, here's the trailer. Shit.
Let me see. Journey back to Era of Legendary Trial. Unleash your account. I guess that's magic. Master the elements. That sounds fun. Team up online up to 4 players. That's cool. Preserve and prevail.
Yeah, it looks okay. I mean...
Oh, persevere. I'm sorry.
Persevere. I mean, it just looks like an upgraded version.
It's got a weird mix of like 2D and 3D, it looks like.
Yeah. It looks good. I mean, it's not something I would necessarily be interested in, but, I mean, it looks pretty good for what it is, you know? All right, anything else on that break?
Mm-mm.
All right. Only, Scotoma says, only 4 team-up is kind of weak.
Oh, hey, man, there are only 4 Ninja Turtles. Yeah. And there are only 4 Ghostbusters.
Right. All right, this comes to us from Gamatsu. Monochrome Mobius, Rights and Wrongs Forgotten for PS5 and PS4 launches September 5th in North America, September 8th in Europe. So,
That's not even true, any of that anymore. Like, the Ghostbusters, there's so many Ghostbusters now. And,
I know.
And the Ninja Turtles, like, they've got, like, new, like, in the future, there are new Turtles, plus they've got, like, the new sister. And
do you guys...
One. Like, they got a whole... there's a whole lot of Ninja Turtles now.
You guys remember the rumors, like, back in the day for Ninja Turtles that there was a 5th turtle named Picasso?
I don't remember that. I just remember the live-action show where they added that female one that... and it was a huge flop of a show.
Yeah. Well, there was just rumors of it. Never came to be. But that would be kind of cool if they introduced a 5th turtle or some shit. You know? Like a Darkwing Duck type of turtle. Like he grew up like differently and separate from the other turtles, and then at first he's like an enemy, and then he becomes like a friend. I think that would be kind of cool.
But who?
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, dude.
Are you talking about Spike?
No, I'm talking about like if they would come out with another turtle. Like they have
I just talked about they do have other turtles.
They have other turtles, but like one like turtle proper, you know, like proper, like canon turtle. You know, he just grew up in it.
You're saying the comics aren't canon?
Well, they're canon, but like I mean you're right. There's like they don't shut up, Eric. How dare you? How dare
bring
you?
Bring back Venus to Milo.
How dare you?
That's her name. I couldn't think of her name.
How dare you? All right. Eric has a quick call me discount. What you got for us?
On Humble, there's only 5 days left on this, but for the Humble, they have a bundle that if you pay at least $30, you get these 10 games. Monster Hunter Rise, which is like it's kind of not cheap.
Like $20 at least. Yeah.
Yeah. And Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection. Phoenix Wright, the Ace Attorney Trilogy. So that's already 3 games.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
The 10 in this list. Mega Man 11, Dragon's Dogma Dark Arisen, Mega Man Legacy Collection 1 and 2. And Lost Planet 3 Complete Pack.
Yeah.
So I guess it includes DLC. And Strider and Bionic Commando Rearmed.
Yeah, that's not a bad deal. $30 for all of that
stuff.
I'm
going to definitely pay for this after.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Show.
That's not bad. Scotoma says, I've seen the documentary of the two guys who invented TMNT. One of the guys sold his shares early and didn't get squat. Yeah, that's why you hold on to shit like that. You know, like, seriously, it's if you got something that
every single industry is crooked.
Yeah,
every single.
We're going to talk more about it. We'll talk more about it. Nothing in Dear Breakman today. I didn't get anything. Oh, wait a minute. I think I might have got something for you, Break. Hold on. If I do, let me check my my thingamabobber here. That's not.
I'm kind of annoyed that Bion Commando Rearmed 2 actually never was ported into other consoles. I don't think it was available on Steam.
Yeah, I got nothing for you, Break.
I'm pretty sure I bought it and played it for like an hour or two and just didn't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, but, you know, future. This is what Freak did say.
I don't want to take it or leave it games.
They're like, here's the jump button. The jump is the worst thing ever. It was unnecessary. Bionic Commando. It's a completely different game.
A game that is about not having a jump button gives you a jump button, and then it doesn't work right.
Exactly.
Freak 5 said...
It's like they did it intentionally to say, oh, fuck you for wanting a jump button.
Yeah. Here's why jump buttons suck in this game, and then here, they give it to you, and it's all shitty. Freak said a tournament idea for us guys, best cereal. And speaking of Freak, there he is. He comes into chat. Like favorite, like all time best cereal. It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, we can do that for like. Let me see, June. We got the most annoying characters, so we can do July as cereal.
You know what we should have did? And actually, that's pretty appropriate because in June is my birthday. I was going to say, you know, like, for June, we should do something like Frank's favorite games of all time. And then, like...
I would have done a review for you guys on the feed, but my pain leg was in too much pain today, because I actually sprained it yesterday, and it still hasn't healed.
What did you sprain?
My leg.
Oh, ouch, dude.
My ankle.
How'd you do that?
No, I've been moving around a lot at work, so I probably twisted it.
Gotcha.
Wait, you don't know? You didn't notice it at the time?
No, I did. But like, I just thought it was
covered. Guy in every action movie, like you get shot, and it's just like, oh no, big deal.
No, I knew it happened, but like it's still recovering. Is what I'm saying. So,
well, no,
I didn't take the time to actually record anything because it's too much.
There's something to be said about that because like my back's all fucked up and I didn't like necessarily.
Sometimes you don't feel it like
soreness
in your muscles until a day later.
I mean, it was crazy. Like yesterday or day before, I must have done something.
Yesterday I had to work through it, so it didn't matter.
And then like the next day, like I could barely fucking walk because my back was kicking my ass. So you know. Most
I'll
annoying.
Be fine tomorrow.
How dare you, Freak 5? Freak 5 is exiled. He says most annoying character is appropriate for Frank's birthday month. How dare you, Freak 5?
Yeah, are we doing a Frank
Facts? Do something if you want.
Are you doing a Frank Facts today?
A what? Frank Facts.
Fake facts about Frank.
How dare you? How dare you, Eric? What are you saying, Break?
Who?
What?
What?
Right. Let's move on.
Here's my fake fact about Frank. He actually developed a vaccine for the cold.
Exiled.
But someone like stole the data and then destroyed it, so that never happened.
Eric is exiled.
This is like 250 years ago.
Shut up, Eric! You son of a bitch! God damn it! Let's move on. Jesus Christ, you guys.
And now the vaccine is useless if it was ever recovered.
How
because,
dare you?
You know, colds mutate.
How dare you, Eric?
Could have eliminated the common cold.
How dare you? Inquiring minds do not want to know what Eric is talking about right now. Breakman, what have you been playing?
So, what I was saying before is if we can do a different tournament if you don't want to do most
annoying. No, I'm good, dude. I'm good with most annoying character. That's
really fun. Nobody sent me anything yet. I'm just saying. Gosh, do that.
No, that's fine.
Anyway, we're doing what have I been playing?
Yes.
A lot of Rogue Stormers, that game I bought for a buck on Black Friday. I've got my money's worth out of that game, that's for sure. More Redfall, even though it's apparently has like a population of less than 200 people on Steam right now or something. Like, mm-hmm. The population's going down by the day.
I know. That game, man.
Like, apparently there were big plans for post-game launch with DLC and stuff like that, but there's no way they're going to happen now.
No. No support for that game whatsoever. People hate that game.
I want pictures of your ridiculous inventions on Tears of the Kingdom.
God, I'm everywhere I see it, and I'm resisting the urge. I've got other games to play. I've got like I've got a stack of games over here for my Switch that I need to play yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm avoiding getting it. Although it's appealing, it's like everywhere I go, it's turn online, like scroll.
Everybody's playing Tears. Like everybody, even Freak Five's been playing Tears.
At least by the time Break plays it, maybe they'll be on sale somewhere.
Yeah, that's true too. Well, for sure, by the time I play it, it'll be on sale. Because I'll talk to you about what else you've been playing, Break.
It'll be on the clearance rack because they've moved on to the Switch 2 or whatever they
call it. I know. Right.
Yeah, and there's no way GameStop put it on. They'd put it on the more expensive rack.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going under. Well, here, you want these rare games. These are rare now. What? Why are they rare? Because we say so.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, GameStop. What was I saying? Anyways, Civ 6, a lot more of that. Just I keep playing it. And I'm trying to do the... I'm kind of struggling a little bit with the being nicer achievements, like religion. like beating the game with religions, because like my urge is to murder everything I see.
Man, you mean religions don't already do that?
What's that?
That's not how religions work. Religions are violent.
Well, hey, there is that. It's called religious warfare that actually goes on in the game. Like I was playing like against a few games, all of a sudden I lost. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Do they
like,
make holy hand grenades?
Oh, what's that?
Do they make holy hand grenades or something?
I haven't seen any of that, but you know, I haven't quite figured out religion yet.
Holy hand grenades, and then they have a bunch of paladins that only ride on white horses. What else?
Oh, Freak's hiding it from the kids.
Yeah, he said me and my wife haven't told my kids that we bought it yet. Otherwise, they would be monopolizing it. Yeah, that game's really hot right now, Freak. You might have to buy a couple copies of that game, man. All right, yeah. What else have you been playing,
Blake? More Redfall, just kind of leveling up as I go. But that's why I probably played Rogue Swarmer so much, because every character is going to max level 60, and it takes forever to get one level. And
Is it? What is Redfall? Is it? What type of game is it? Is a
first-person shooter.
Okay.
I mean, it's like I said, it's got like elements of other like Left 4 Dead and Fallout, where you're collecting lots of loot and stuff like that, and you're always getting better guns as you go as you level. But I understand like the people don't like it. You know, you're not gonna like it, but just the hatred this game's gotten is just wow.
It's out of control, isn't it? Like I didn't think the game looked great, Break. But I mean, I'm willing to give things a shot. You know, because sometimes you can, like, you're having fun with it, right, Break? Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
like I said last week, it's like seems like the most pedestrian, mediocre, just barely passable video game experience that has been ever released, but like maybe that's fine for some people, but I don't think that's $70 worth paying for.
I also not
especially since in the state that it's currently in.
I got on Game Pass. I paid the monthly rate.
They
so.
Definitely
yeah.
should have waited.
Yeah, but
like,
that game. I think that
to release it.
Break. I think you've gotten your money worth on that Game Pass. You play a lot of like.
Oh yeah.
You know,
Civ is Game Pass. Friday the 13th, which the reason I haven't been playing is because I can't. The last few weeks, I try and log on and it just won't let me.
Wow.
This game does not want me to get an achievement, period.
That sucks,
it's doing
dude.
Everything it can to stop me from getting that. Like, we know you're on a mission, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Here's the finger.
That really blows, man. You should have that platinum by now, man.
I keep trying it every few days and turning it on. Like, let's go. Unable to connect to network.
God, that sucks. Uh-huh. Are you going to get the Texas Chainsaw game, Break?
I don't know. Maybe.
Looks good. Looks like a lot like...
Just, yeah. You know, I like cheap stuff.
What else you been playing, Break? Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, Eric, what you been playing?
Just Tears of the Kingdom, really. I started Atelier Ryza 2 for a bit because I finished Atelier Ryza. And cool. I'll have a review for that eventually. And I'm probably not going to get to 2 until Zelda's done. So.
Well, speaking of Zelda, I played Breath of the Wild. I started Breath of the Wild. Can you believe it?
But wow.
I know. I'm so far.
Is this like a new game, or are you continuing something?
Well, this is like a new game. I started one way before, but I played it for like 2 seconds, and now I realized why I played it for 2 seconds before. Like, open world games are not my thing, man. And like, I don't know what to do. What I'm having to do is do like a walkthrough, like go to IGN and look at a walk, because I know that's not the proper way to play that game, Break, but I get so overwhelmed in open world games. I have no clue like how to like attack open world games. It happened with me with GTA. That's how I lost interest in GTA 5. Like I thought it was a brilliant game and looked awesome and you know all that shit. But I'm like, I don't know. I literally don't know what to do.
Maybe you should try playing like how I play. Here's how I play it. Yeah. I play it like I have OCD because essentially, ooh, that's shiny. I'm gonna go check that out. Ooh, what's that? Shiny. Ooh, that's different. I'm gonna go check that. You know, just I see something in the distance that looks cool, and I just start heading for that. Yeah. And if something happens on the way, I get distracted and do that.
Now, I was playing it like that. It's funny you mentioned that, Break, because I was playing it kind of like that, right? Like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go check out these ruins over here, right? And I at the first set of ruins that I get to, right? And I was kicking ass.
There's an enemy there, a certain enemy.
Well, hold on. I'll get to it. I was going to this first set of ruins, right? And I'd been kicking ass. I kicked all these Moboglins or whatever they Bogcoblins or whatever they fucking call them.
Yeah, I've never figured out how to pronounce this.
I kicked all their ass.
There's Bogcoblins and there's Moblins and there's
Bogcoblins. The very beginning ones. I was just kicking all their asses, right? I was doing great, even though it is annoying that you have to pick up a new weapon every two fights, you know.
Yeah.
But okay, cool. I get it. It's not that big of a deal because they give you plenty of material to work with, blah, 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 right? So I'm going around and I see this very first little ruins, right? And I'm like, I'm all excited. And I'm like, oh, this is fucking cool. I'm going to go check out this big old skull that's in the ground, right? And I go check it out and it's a bunch of little, those red bokoblins or whatever they call them. And I'm kicking their ass. All of a sudden this purple one comes out and kicks my ass. In like one hit, I'm like, "What the fuck just happened?"
The blue ones are too powerful for right now for you.
Yeah, no shit.
They have 3 tiers. Actually, they have 4 tiers. There's red, and then there's blue, and then there's black, and then there's silver.
Well,
I forgot about the silver ones.
But
won't get out of those for a while, though.
Yeah. Well, holy fuck, man. I was like, well, that didn't go so well, so I can't check out these ruins. And so I'm looking at the map, and I'm like. And I had already been on that big tower looking out, and I pinned some things. I can't get to any of my pins because I don't have the paraglider yet. So apparently there's 4 sections that I got to visit where I'm at right now, and I'm looking around like, where the fuck are they?
Hey, you need to do that before you can leave the Great Plateau.
Yeah.
Let me give you a hint. There's a coat somewhere in the stage before you go into the winter section.
Yeah. Make sure and grab that, huh?
If you give you enough frost resistance to not freeze to death.
Yeah. And if you can't find a coat, get as many hot peppers as you can and cook the bitches.
Just get to the
and that's another thing. How possible. The fuck do I cook anything? Because I like.
Oh, you need to find a pot.
Well,
if you don't have a pot, the other thing you could do is make a fire through a fireplace and then just set it right next to the fire.
Yeah.
Well, that only lets you roast stuff, though. Yeah, it doesn't actually let you cook thing. Stuff.
Well,
you'll have to find a pot or. Find something that could become
a no, pot. And I only ask
you
because
you find a metal pot. It's just like a metal pot, and there's one underneath. You just light the wood, and it'll let you go up to it and like mix items that you picked up.
Right, and I'm like, okay, that's cool. So I get to this old man sitting there, and he's like explaining shit to me or whatever. And he's like, oh yeah, if you want to cook something, just use the pot over there. And I'm looking over. I'm like, what you mean, like the fucking where you have the campfire? Like there's what? You know, I'm like, okay.
I think I think the POC's actually by his house. I think I think there's a couple in that. And
there's some areas where like there's a campfire but no pot, and you have to put the pot on it. But
yeah.
Mm. And then there's some where there are pots, but they're not lit up, so you have to pull out flint and then get it ignited.
Well, I'm gonna look around there.
I think there's one by his hut. So try and find his hut.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right where he's at. Like, he's sitting there by the campfire, and he just tells me,
that's not his hut.
Also, another thing to do is to learn how to parry and do perfect dodge.
Yeah, I think I do need to do that. Let's see. You guys need to think about the virtual environment. Ban all fires. Electric only, Skotoma says. How dare you, Skotoma? No, I'm down for that game, but I just open world games and me just don't mix so well. But I think I'm gonna do what you said.
Tears of the Kingdom has a more linear plot progression, so it's much better at telling you where to go.
Yeah, I mean that's the only
if you don't want to go around and explore and do shrines, you can just follow the story.
Yeah,
much easier this time.
Well, good. For me, I'm having a dandy of a time. I'm like, it's great. This game is great, but I don't like the open. I need some direction, you know. I guess just putting points on a map just doesn't work for me, you know. I mean,
I usually don't finish a lot of open world games because of the ooh, that's shiny, and I get distracted on the way to beating, and that's why I played that game so long. It's because ooh, it's shiny, and I just felt the need to do all of it because it was so amazing, such a good time.
Yeah, I might do that break. I might just do that, and it's going to take me forever too. Because I, like, you know, when they say an RPG is 20 to 40 hours, it usually takes me double that time to beat that game, 40 to 80 hours. So, how long did you spend?
I'm gonna go find mine, see how many hours I put into it.
Yeah. Mine is definitely more. Okay. So, and I played that, and I also beat another boss in Curse of the Moon. So I'm making progress on that game too. So I feel pretty good about myself. All right, let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Break, are you back or are you just...
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. No, I don't really have anything to review.
All right. Eric, you have a review for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, as spoiler-free as possible because I have not yet had a chance to watch it.
Yeah, so this is, the second Phase 5 movie, mm-hmm. I guess? It's a good setup for, I guess, more so than the Kang movie that's coming out next year. It's going to be more of a setup for Loki season 2.
Skotoma's exiled, you son of a bitch.
And there's a mid-credit sequence and a post-credit sequence, so stick around for both of those. And when I compare this movie to the other two Ant-Man movies, I think it's better, but there's one thing that is a serious major problem with it, is it's so fucking dark.
Mm.
Ugh, another one.
I can't tell what half the things are going on sometimes, because most of the movie's dark, too dark.
You know what movie is like that? It's that old Clint Eastwood movie where he was in a prison and he was trying to break out. What, do you remember that one, Break?
Oh yeah, I do. I can't remember.
What the hell is the name of that?
I feel like maybe they did that because they kind of wanted to hide the bad FFX that they have because can't hire good FFX actors who give a shit because they aren't paying them well enough.
Yeah, because we all know that those movies never make any money.
I can't find anything to tell me how many hours I played, but I'm sure I played hundreds.
Yeah, and so mine is probably going to be double that, Break. Show me the way to speakeasy, Frank. Let's go to why you're funny. All right, continue on, Eric.
And Kang is a villain. I thought he was all right. Mm-hmm. And we're definitely going to see more of him.
I don't know about that.
Well, we're going to see another version of
him. Yeah, we're going to see another version.
We're going to see more Kang, but not the guy playing him.
Yeah, right. Jonathan Majors, he's
an actual supervillain.
Yeah. Well, allegedly, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I would say we don't know for sure, so maybe it's all.
Yeah. All right, so what do you give an Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Eric?
7.5.
All right, that's decent. That's definitely better than the other two that you reviewed, Eric, so... I'll have to check it out.
I'm not the biggest fan of the Ant-Man series. So.
I am. I love it. I think it's fun.
I know you are, and I know Bernie is, but I'm just.
I think Ant-Man is Bernie's favorite, isn't it, Bernie?
Yeah. Yeah, I love true. Ant-Man.
Frank Ant-Man came up with the speakeasy.
The one with the cape. Doctor Strange.
Oh yeah, Doctor Strange is her other favorite.
You don't understand. Oh, Escape from Alcatraz, right? Yeah,
Escape from Alcatraz.
That was a true story on Frank's Escape from Alcatraz.
Escape from Alcatraz is a great movie, but I can't watch it because of just what Eric said. It's way too fucking dark. Like, it's hard to understand what's going on in that movie. It's a good movie, but damn. Okay.
I think the worst offender that's Alien 3, you know? Because everybody looks the same because they're all bald. They all speak British accents, so they all kind of sound the same, and it's dark.
I love Alien 3. I know people shit on that movie.
I can't understand what the fuck is going on the first time I saw it, but, like, I do not like that movie. When a movie starts out by flushing the first, or the movie it's following down the toilet, it's not a so good start.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I thought it was a good movie overall, but you're right. It flushed all the. Yeah.
Also, there was a cameo appearance in the Ant-Man movie, which I really wasn't expecting, and I have to ask why.
Well, I'll watch it and I'll discuss it with you, Eric. Let's not do spoilers. Freak says, "I thought the Garlic Witch was Bernie's favorite." That's also another of her favorites.
Freak Five.
Yeah, she just remembered that as you typed it. Okay,
that's why all the trees were dead in the multiverse of madness, wasn't it? Because her garlic breath killed them all.
Her garlic breath. Yeah.
Ouch.
Okay, God, Elizabeth Olsen is super hot though, way hotter than her sisters. But anyways, okay, I have two quick reviews that I'm going to do. One of them is for a movie called Host. This is a South Korean movie. And it's fantastic. I highly recommend people watch this movie. It deals with basically like a mutated like fish that turned into like a mini kaiju monster. And it's unexpectedly poignant and emotional. At first you're just like, this is a goofy movie. And, you know, you just kind of... kind of get lulled into this sense that this is just kind of one of those goofy, you know, comedic shut up, break, you're stupid, comedic, like, I don't know, kind of sci-fi-ish sort of, you know, monster movie, but it's way more than that. The initial impressions that you get are not what this movie turns out to be. It blossoms into a really, really good movie. I can't recommend it enough. I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. Acting's great. The themes in it are great. The kind of twists and turns in it are pretty good, if you can call them that. They're not really twists and turns, but it's just like, I don't want to spoil the movie. So, I mean, I think it's just a really well-made movie and shot beautifully. I don't know who the director is of this movie, but he's great, and I can't wait to see more from him or her. But yeah, check out Host. It's really, really fantastic. Skoma says, well-seasoned wizard is Frank's favorite. My second movie is called Malum. I don't know if you guys have ever heard me talk about a movie called Last Shift. Last Shift is an underrated horror movie that came out about, I don't know, 8 to 10 years ago. And I really liked it. It was about this woman cop who is taking over the last shift in this old police station by herself. She was assigned to, you know, kind of watch this place while, you know, the people that take care of, like, not toxic, but what do you call that? Like toxic material, hazardous materials. A team that's supposed to come and take, because there's blood and you know how like there's evidence and stuff that has hazardous kind of notation to them. So while she's there, a lot of shit happens and it becomes this creepy, you know, scary movie where, you know, it's basically a haunted house movie. Malum is a remake of that movie, and I know it's really weird, an 8-year-old movie that gets a remake, but I'm really glad that they remade this movie because they added a lot of context to what was going on. They changed a couple of things, and they made it more of a, instead of a jump scare fest like the first movie was, there are some jump scares in Malum, but it's kind of a get under your skin movie now, and it's just really good. I give this movie an 8.5 out of 10. I think it's a tiny improvement over the first movie, but it makes it a little bit different of a movie, and it's a warranted remake, and I liked it a lot. So Malum gets an 8.5 from me. So there's my reviews. Brake, I don't think you had anything, right? Mm-mm. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the week.
And Breakman's exiled, by the way. All right, Breakman, you're Stinko of the week.
Let me see here. Where should I go ahead and start? There's one with work. I'm not going to get into it. So they can piss me off and then go fuck themselves. And that's all I'm going to say. Because I don't want to get in trouble.
Don't get in trouble, man.
Jim Brown died today.
I did see that, and I should have put that in mind. That is a definite stinko, man. Jim Brown, it was a running back for the Cleveland Browns, and he played collegiately at Syracuse, and he was one of the greatest, not only one of the greatest, if not the greatest running back in NFL history, he's probably the greatest running back in college history as well. So yeah, he died. He was in the movie Running Man. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
He's in a lot of movies and television shows. After he got out of his football career, he got into movies and acting and philanthropy.
Just all around, just a great athlete. He played lacrosse in college. He played basketball, football. And he did track. He was just a great athlete, and one of the most important athletes of all time. And he passed away today. I forgot about that. Breakman, great job on that. What else you got?
We talked about the government earlier. We didn't talk about. We talked about corporations. I'll get to that one. The government again. How often do they do this debt ceiling fucking war?
Every time,
like every 2 years now, or every 3-4 years.
Every 2 years, they're bitching about the debt ceiling, and it always gets resolved. This is political theater, Breakman. Because, and I'll tell you why. Joe Biden doesn't have to do a fucking thing. He doesn't have to concede not one thing to the Republicans right now. Not one thing. You know why? You think they're not gonna raise the debt ceiling at all? It'll never happen. You know why? It would crash the global economy, therefore the stock market. And guess who pays all these politicians? All these politicians? The people in the stock market. The people with the big money. Right? So there is not a chance that the Republicans are not going to vote to raise the debt ceiling. It'll never happen. It's a stupid thing. And watch, they're going to act like they're warring and they're at war. And at the last minute, they're going to raise the debt ceiling. Watch and see. Mark my words.
Yeah, they're on hold. It happens every 2 years. Like, this is the same
fucking
war.
Yeah, it's like clockwork.
It's building up. They're about to agree on something, and then, something's blocking it. Like, oh, they can't do this. And then, you said, at the last minute, they'll get it done.
Yep.
They'll get some deal done that will screw us.
Yeah, absolutely. It happens all the time. The people that are in power and have all the money get more money, and the American people, the normal people, the 99% of people that aren't in that 1% get fucked every time. It happens every single time when they talk about this debt ceiling. I agree.
And speaking of like the billionaires getting all the money and stuff, the top five CEOs in this country have $9 billion tax-free for retirement funds, which is, their employees have a fraction of that. Some of them have nothing.
Yep, $209 billion. Jesus Christ.
Like, yep. Let me see, if the guy at Walmart retired now, he could get from the government $1 million a month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From the government. Meanwhile, like, most of his employees, let me see, it's nearly 46% have nothing of retirement funds.
Yep.
In their 401k and stuff like that. This is, like, America's fucked up right now because of the rich. They are getting more powerful and richer every day.
Skonoma put
wider.
Yep, Skonoma put the eye of the dollar in chat, and he said, "Keep the people divided and distracted." 100%, Skonoma. No doubt, that's what it is. It's a distraction.
The media helps them. They play into it every 2 years.
Yep, because they're part of it. Yep. You know what I mean? Look how much was Tucker Carlson making a year? Breakman, do you know?
No,
I know. He was making $20 million a year.
Okay, well, for $20 million, I would say anything you want me to say on air.
Right. See what I'm saying?
Maybe he's not a horrible guy for $20 million. I'd do it, too.
No, he's a horrible guy, no doubt.
I was joking.
What I'm saying is $20 million a year for one person. I could work 1 year, and that I would be set, and my kids would be set. I'd be okay for the rest of my life. I could live off of that. I'd be A-okay with $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
Even half of that, $10 million, I could make it work. You know?
Speaking of billions, there was a study done of the environmental damage caused by like companies like Exxon and such like that. The biggest companies in the world have done about $209 billion damage to our environment.
Oh yeah, that's a low end estimate as well. Yeah.
Yep. And those are the people that have bought our government. A lot of them, like the oil corporations and such.
Yeah.
They're free to do whatever.
Yeah.
Which is great, since they're predicting that there's a 66% chance of us. Our climate hitting 1.5 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, which is catastrophic. I mean, it doesn't sound like much, but it's catastrophic. Jen Wow's in chat. What's up, Jen?
I don't know what to say. Like, there's nothing we can do because the corporations they've got all the money, they've got all the political power.
Yeah, yeah.
And our governments don't care. They don't give a shit about the environment. I mean, Biden's fucking 80 years old. He doesn't fucking care.
No, he doesn't. He's a fucking Republican, bro. I mean, that's just how it is. Skyman says, don't...
He's like my kind of conservative, the way I was, which is like kind of like more... more like liberally social, but more conservatively fiscal.
Yeah, which
that's
doesn't
kind of a myth. That doesn't really exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I mean,
anymore.
You're right. It is a myth. But I mean, it's
but
if you're conservative, it infects every aspect of your life.
Yeah,
eventually.
Skoma says, "Don't notice how we could actually do everything the government does if we just organize." I agree with that, Skoma, but. The country's so divided, it's hard to anybody to agree on anything. Freak 5 says, I can live the rest of my life off of $10 million. Skotoma says, I like Tucker Carlson. Why does that not surprise me, Skotoma?
I can't deal with you right now. I got one more stinko.
Yes.
It goes to the Durham report, which comes out and shows that, there was nothing. We're wasting our time. But the Durham report now is the new Benghazi. Because
oh, God.
Jim Jordan is doubling and tripling down on it. Well, this proves that we need to do more digging. So now they're gonna be what, 12 more investigations like they did with Benghazi? Just to say, okay, we didn't get anything.
I don't mind digging, but I don't mind digging in the right places, right? So it's just wasted.
There's nothing to dig. That's the thing. Like
right,
this is
right.
Instead of going with okay, we didn't find anything. Yeah, we're gonna move on. It's like no. This
we
means
need
that
10 more. Yeah,
hiding it better. It's deeper than we thought. Like, no.
Jim Jordan got put in his place in that stupid subcommittee that was created. I'm not a fan of Jim Jordan at all. I'm not a fan of most politicians, Democrats included. I could talk about how the quote-unquote progressive Democrats are charging like $500 a seat to go to their little Scrum or whatever the fuck they're calling it. So, you know, whatever.
I love AOC. She gets on Twitter and says all the right stuff and then goes in the halls of Congress and does nothing.
Yeah, does nothing. Falls in line. Takes money from donors and dark money and all that shit. You know, it's sick. It's gross. What else you got? Break.
That's it. It's going to be more conspiracy investigations, more wasting time, more trying to divide us over nothingness.
Yep.
Stop wasting our time on shit when we've got so many homeless people. We've got...
Yeah, I know. Instead of working on stuff like that, instead of working on, like, fixing the homeless problem in this country, Break, we're out here talking about the debt ceiling, which we all know is going to get done.
Yeah.
Right? And so stupid.
The money... being wasted could be done. Like we hear so much, like the border. Well, stop wasting money on fucking investigations and put more money into the fucking border.
Yeah.
If the border is such a big problem, why aren't you? I want to hear this from the government. You know,
Freak Five.
No, because we need to find the answer to this investigation. We found the answer. Freak Five. Just wasting money.
Freak Five says his dog Fury found a new hump buddy at the dog park. That's awesome. Oh, I guess. Scuttlebutt says, I hate how they are claiming that guy was racist when he saved others from a homeless guy that was going crazy in New York. I don't know who you're referring to, Scuttlebutt. But, I mean, okay, that's great. That's good.
I mean, I think I know what he's talking about, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think so too, and I gotta disagree.
We're on a delay.
There's a difference between restraining and then, like... taking it too far. It's exactly what would happen with George Floyd. When he, like, you could have done that, detained him and stopped within, like, what, 30 seconds or something, instead he did for, like, 8 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I have Eric, I didn't see you have a stinko this week, so...
At a certain point, it becomes intentional. Like, you're trying to kill somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a special one. And I already know the pushback I'm going to get on this one, but Representative Clay Higgins, right? There was this guy, and admittedly, he was being kind of obnoxious. I can't remember the guy's name, but he was trying to yell at one of the congresspeople and basically address the government, right? Redress the government, which the last I checked was perfectly allowed and encouraged in this country, right? We're supposed to do that. It's kind of what we were here to do is, you know, it's our right to redress the government.
This country was formed because we denounced our former government.
Right. So this guy, he's being a little obnoxious, right? He's talking to this guy as he's having, I can't remember, he's a real famous congressperson. He's kind of a douchebag too. But Representative Clay Higgins decides to grab this guy, physically grab this guy, which, by the way, if it would have happened to me, I would have beat the shit out of this guy. But this guy, Clay Higgins, I guess, is an ex-cop. I was going to say,
Clay Higgins is kind of built.
I don't give a fuck.
Like, he's kind of a big guy.
That's not true, Scotoma. I don't know what you're reading from.
You're believing in Republican right-wing lies.
Yeah, you, dude, no. Let's not do the George Floyd thing. George Floyd died because that dude put his knee on his neck and he got asphyxiated. The end. That's what happened.
Yeah, they've already had the trial. It's already been
proven. It's been adjudicated. It's 100% fact. It had nothing to do with overdose.
Even if the toxicology report is true, they probably planted that shit there.
Yeah, he swallowed.
Just to say that there was something.
No,
well, even if there was,
give them excuse and justification.
This is how cops get away with murder every day. Is people believe stuff like that? You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, just look at I can't forget. I can't remember the name of the kid, but like, he died by police killed him, and then the day after, like, he sold marijuana.
Yeah, I mean, what does that have to do with the price of onions?
The people government are trying to divide us. Why? Yes, and you're falling on the side that wants to be a part of the group that wants to divide us by lying to you and then believing it.
This isn't Scotoma's problem. This is just a media problem. It happens on both sides, and it sucks. I don't believe the hype, man, at all. Representative Clay Higgins is another special piece of shit because he grabbed this guy. And what you were saying, break, I don't care, right? I'm a peaceful guy, but somebody grabs me in the way that that dude grabbed me, he would have definitely got a nice swift knee to the groin for grabbing me like that. Nobody should put their hands on another human being like that, period. And it to me, that's a in itself a civil rights violation. You're impeding my movement, right? I can't go from, I can't even flee. If I wanted to flee, I couldn't because you got a hold of me, right? So fuck Clay Higgins. He's a piece of shit.
And there's something else I wanted to talk about too.
Okay, go ahead.
On the same subject of like racism and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know the story, there's a woman who's yelling on a bike and she's fighting, quote unquote, fighting it for this bike with a black guy, and it's being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyer came out today and said, hey, that was her bike. We have the receipts and stuff like that, which this is her lawyer, so of course it's going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a big news story, and people are like, well, see, that's not racism. She wasn't racist at all. Well, then you didn't watch the same video.
Yeah.
It was racism because she was screaming, I'm being hurt, you're hurting me, you're attacking me. Stop. And then she started crying at one point when she saw white people coming up to help her. You know?
Yeah.
She was essentially saying that, hey, these black people are physically attacking me. I need white people to come
back. Those are the subtle ways that people show their true colors, break. So you believe that police are corrupt and will do anything, yet don't believe they will do it equally to any race. No, I believe they do it to any race, Scotoma. It just so happens they do it a little more to other races, right? That's what I believe, Scotoma. But look, check this out. Continue on, break. What else? What else do you have?
Yeah, the narrative is always the same, like with them, you know. And when they kill somebody, it was a police involved shooting,
right?
And then instead the media of murder, immediately like points out the faults of the victim, like that person was high on cocaine at the time. Well, why did he get shot in the back? How is that relevant?
Yeah, how is
like, it doesn't matter if they were drug addicts. I mean, they still murdered them.
Yeah, that I don't get it. It's really weird. It's really weird.
Yeah, so she was weaponizing her tears. She was saying that, hey, these black people are hurting me, basically. I'm a little white woman, and these big black kids are intimidating me. I'm afraid.
Yeah, you know? Well, whatever. Maybe she was afraid, and that's her. I mean, she's got mental issues, man.
No, we saw, because she, at the end of the video, like when the, like I said, when a white person did come up, she started like crying like a little bit.
Yeah.
And then tears. No, nobody's buying it. She immediately stopped crying. Yeah.
All right, let's continue on here, cuz like
2 seconds and stop, like, yeah, half.
Yeah. I got a couple more that I need to talk about. One, National Basketball Association media. And I'll tell you why. I don't know if you follow basketball at all, Breakman.
Nope. I'm not.
Not you, Eric. I know you don't follow it, but I do. I like sports. I always have, right? But do you follow the NBA at all, Break?
Not really.
Okay.
I used to. I
love basketball. I have since I was a kid. Last week I explained how I when I was a kid, I used to have this little black and white TV, and I used to watch the Denver Nuggets. And, you know, so I always watch the Denver Nuggets. They're my team. So this year the Nuggets are really good, right? And we have an all-time great player. His name is Nikola Jokic. And he won the NBA MVP twice in a row. And he was set to win his third straight, which is almost unprecedented. I think, who was it? I think Jordan did it. And maybe like Bird. I don't know. But it's super rare to have three in a row. Maybe Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did it three times. I don't know. Well, very, very select few
Oscar
people.
Oscar
Robinson probably did it. I mean, it's such a rarity, right? And Nikola Jokic is not only having a great season, he's having one of the greatest seasons in NBA history as we speak. He almost averaged a triple-double, meaning at least 10 points a game, at least 10 rebounds a game, and at least 10 assists a game, right? Which is crazy for a center of all people to average that, right? So if you know anything about basketball, like the center is the biggest guy on the court, and he plays the center position, right? It's kind of like the anchor of the team. I mean, he's supposed to be a defensive guy that anytime somebody comes up to the rim, he blocks shots or, you know, just. But this guy is not only doing fairly decent on the defensive end, on the offensive side of things, he makes some of the most amazing passes I've ever seen in my life. And I've seen the great ones. Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, what's his name? Jerry West was another great.
I don't think people realize that Larry Bird is a very big guy.
Yes. Yeah, but not as big as a center, but a tall guy.
People don't, like, well, that white guy, like, he played basketball. Like, yeah, well, he's huge. That's why. Yeah.
Well, Nikola Jokic is another white dude that's huge. He's seven foot tall, right? So
no, I'm saying back in, like, the prime of the back in the days.
In the 80s
when it was, right, like, mostly black players.
So long story short, Joel Embiid is another center for a different team, the Philadelphia 76ers. He's been crying for three straight years, and he's a great player, but he's no Nikola Jokic, right? He's been crying, and finally, because of his crying, and because the Nuggets decided to sit Nikola Jokic for a few games because he had a thigh contusion or something, they gave it to Joel Embiid this year. And it is a travesty, and it's not going to age well, doesn't look good, because the real MVP is Nikola Jokic this year. And that's going to lead into my sweet-o later on. But this is the main one that I wanted to talk about, my main stinko of the week, guys. Car companies. I want to ask you something. I want to ask you guys something. Do any of you guys have heated seats in your car?
No.
Okay.
Car's not that new. It's a 2014 car.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But heated seats are a thing in newer cars, right? I mean, we all agree.
Keep bragging, Frank. We got it.
I don't even have a car right now, Brake. So, but this is so heated seats is kind of a luxury thing, but it's kind of built into the price of the car, right? Right, guys. Like when you buy a car,
yes, we'll agree.
When you buy a car with heated seats, you pay for the car, and that's it, right? Okay.
I guess, yes.
Yeah, right?
What is that a question? I don't understand.
Okay, you will in a second, Brake Man.
Okay.
Car companies are now charging you, BMW is going to charge you a monthly fee for access to the heated seats you already paid for.
A subscription.
It's a subscription. Exactly right. Toyota does something.
You could probably rig it so that you could control it yourself.
Probably.
Say, fuck you guys.
Probably. So check this out. Other companies like Toyota is following suit. Theirs isn't quite as egregious as BMW, but what Toyota is doing is charging you a monthly subscription fee for a digital key. So if you want to open your car, I can see the practicality of this one, but the other ones just blow my mind. Heated seats.
Like a secondary option for unlocking
your car. So I was watching this guy talk on YouTube. I wish I could remember what his name was so I could give him credit, but he's like,
That used to be a secondary feature that you could give for free. It's so gross.
Right. So what he was saying was, this is egregious and gross, like what you're saying, Eric, but he said, we're a couple of steps away from, yeah, cars are now having microtransactions. We're a couple steps away from having to pay a monthly fee for air conditioning and heating and shit like that, or turning on your car, or maintaining your car, like your odometer or whatever else they can monetize. That's how gross these fucking car companies are.
And they're allowed to do this because there's no regulations on these companies.
No regulations. And you know how much there's a CEO of Jeep. His last name is Tavares. Jeep has lost 8% of its sales year over year for like 3 years or 4 years now, ever since this guy's been. Guess how much he makes a year? Does anybody know? Anybody want to take a guess? Break, you want to take a guess? What do you think this Jeep guy makes a year?
$83 million?
No, try $25 million a year.
Okay. I wasn't sure to go high or low.
$25 million a year for a CEO that has watched his company lose 8% of sales for three straight years. So I'm just like, how else can they wring money out of us? they're doing it in video games, right? We used to be able to buy a video game, and it was complete, whether or not it was glitchy or whatever the fuck. I mean, that's what you got, right? If there was, you know, glitches or shit that broke the game, we were just fucked, right? But now they do have the ability to patch. But they want to take it one step further. They want to charge you for microtransactions for stuff that you would normally have gotten in the game, like the in-game currency and shit like that. And now we have car companies that are paralleling that and trying to use that business model on ourselves. And to anybody, I say, and especially BMW car owners right now, I would fucking bombard that company. Like, if you were owned one of these newer cars, I would bombard. Of course, if you have a BMW, you probably have enough money, you don't give a fuck. But if you get a hand-me-down or a used one, I would never pay that monthly fee for bullshit like that. Fuck that. Fuck them. Fuck our car companies for doing it. Because it's total and utter bullshit. Okay, Skodoma, I kind of agree with you on the Russia shit, Skodoma. There was nothing.
The Democrats have been pushing forever.
Yeah, like, that was like the Democrats' version of Benghazi, man. So that we agree on one thing today, Skodoma. So yeah, car companies get my biggest fucking Hollis shame. You know, fuck you, Stinko, this week. So, all right, let's move on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Okay, sweet of the week. Break and Eric, I didn't see anything for either of you. Break, did you have anything?
Yeah, it's just, I love this time of the year when it's late spring and it's starting to, the weather's starting to
get school buses laying down traffic. Yeah. That's going to happen soon. So you no more school buses after school waiting.
Yes, I love it when the kids are out of school. Actually, you know what? I do like it when they're in school too, because then they're not running around all day and you know, annoying me and getting on my lawn and skateboarding on the sidewalk.
Get off my lawn!
I just hate it, especially because when I get out of work and I go get something to eat and I go home, I usually have to wait for a bus.
Yeah, I hate that. Yeah. Getting stuck behind a bus, I've done that so many times. On the way to work, and then you gotta try and explain, like, well, I couldn't help it. They're picking up little Sally and Timmy and shit. What did you want me to do? Run past them? Just run the kids over? That doesn't work well. We've seen how that goes.
Right, right.
Then I'm really, really late to work.
Yeah.
Really late. Anyway, that's it.
Okay. My sweeto, I got two really quick ones. They're the same as the last week, but for different reasons. Speaking of the Denver Nuggets, we are literally, well, I say we, the Denver Nuggets are literally 2 games away from getting to the NBA Finals, which they have never done. So I am here for it, and I can't wait. They are going to beat the Lakers, which has been their biggest nemesis over the years. If it wasn't
What's their record right now? No, the between the Lakers.
They're up 2-0 in a best of 7 series. Okay. So it's it's pretty much over, Break, man. I mean, I'm gonna tell you right now, the Nuggets are gonna win this series.
I know how NBA series go. Like, they'll be lucky if it's over in 2 games. We know it'll go to 7. They always freaking know.
Well, maybe
that's why I stopped watching.
Well, maybe, but look, I know the Nuggets are gonna win this series. Okay, whether it's 6 or 7 games, they're gonna win it. And they're going to go on to the finals. And I hope they win, because I've been waiting for this for my entire life. Like, as much as I've been waiting for I had waited for the Broncos to win a championship, which the first appearance was in 1977. They lost that game against the Cowboys. And then they proceeded to lose against the, in succession, the Redskins, the Giants, and the 49ers in humiliating fashion, only to come back at the end of John Elway's career and win 2. And I remember the first one was super amazing. So the Nuggets winning an NBA championship would be a huge, huge thing for me. So that's my sweet old. Plus, my plants, I told you guys I planted my plants. They weren't doing so hot. They looked like they were in shock or something. They were all wilty. But they have rebounded very nicely, probably due to the cooler weather and the amount of rain that we've been getting here. Yeah, baseball games are the worst. They're the longest. I can't.
I went to a foul fest when they're just trying to foul them, and it's like, oh, a point second's going off the clock. 0.2 seconds. 0.3 seconds. You know, they're just.
Yeah, I went to down, a Cavs game once. Down.
It takes a half hour to get through 2 minutes.
I love basketball. I love basketball.
Beat that last
game. It was long, but it was not nearly as long as the Indians game I went to once.
Mm. I love basketball. I think
baseball and I do love basketball, but that's why one of the reasons I love college basketball more is because it didn't used to be like that. Now it's becoming that too. Last 2 minutes of a college basketball game, it's like
the longest two minutes ever.
I love basketball. I love the back and forth nature of it.
Needs to change. We need to change the end of games.
You know something they did in basketball that makes it even funner is they have this little mini play-in tournament at the end of the season. The last four seeds like have to battle it out, and then the winner of those get the final two seeds. I mean, it's actually pretty innovative and fun. But that's how the Lakers got in.
Also, they put in like another clock. They put in more clock systems of last year's, but they put in a new pitching clock this year. Mm. They've sped up the games.
Yeah, it's getting a little bit better in baseball, but it's still way too long, man. It's the longest thing ever, man. I can't sit through one.
There have been a lot of baseball games that are really short now.
Yeah, I've seen them break. Like, I'm a baseball fan too, man, but my team sucks always, almost perpetually. The fucking
baseball
Rockies.
Games are too long, and if you do it during the day, it's, like, too fucking hot, and the food there sucks. And
it's too expensive
The
hot dogs are great, though.
Food sucks.
The hot dogs are great. The hot dogs are always good.
Oh, man. Ballpark has got some of the best food I've ever had. Because they've got like a. If you buy like the buffet tickets, they're like, I think, $70 for a game. But
holy shit.
They've got a bunch of restaurants up there.
I think when I went to the Indians game, it was still Jacobs Field. Who knows?
Scotoma, how dare you? Luckily, we won the first two games here in Denver. It's going back to L.A., baby. So.
No, it's a hurricane that's going to interrupt.
Hurricane is going to interrupt the Nuggets game. Yeah. You're never going to live that down, Bernie.
Yeah, there's no way.
You're never going to live that down. Yeah, according to Bernie.
I could see a hurricane coming to Denver if it somehow uplifted some of the water from the whirlwind, and then it was just an aqua tornado at that point.
Yeah. It's a sharknado.
Sharknado. That's good, Break. Freak 5 says, a couple days ago at work, the top guy was walking by me. He told me he was leaving and asked if I needed anything. I said no, but I was thinking yes, but not anything you will give me. Maybe you will, you just haven't asked, Freak. D&D is on Paramount Plus. That's right. It's a good movie. I love it. Tears of the Kingdoms of Sweeto, Freak 5 says.
Isn't that a Sony-owned movie, though?
What?
Isn't that like Sony, though?
What?
The D&D movie.
I don't know, but it's on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, because Sony doesn't have their own streaming service, I guess.
Well, that and Wizards of the Coast owns Dungeons & Dragons, so I'm sure they have a say in things. But I need a raise and retention bonus like the text just got. Yeah, I know. And that's a Sharknado 16 Denver Killerado. Killerado. How dare you? No, you're never going to live it down, Bernie, at all. Okay, so yeah, those are mine. The Nuggets and my plants are doing great, so I can't wait till they grow, and I can get my new year supply of fucking weed. All right, let's move on to our free for all. Okay, we're on round three of our world's greatest fighting game. Breakman, take it away.
Let me see. We're going to start from the beginning with the motherfucking old school. And this one's kind of a surprising one. It's Street Fighter II, the legendary Street Fighter II, the one that really created the fighting game franchise, takes on Clay Fighters.
Freak Fight is exiled, you son of a bitch.
A joke of a game, but a fun game nonetheless. But it was made as a not to be taken seriously, unlike Street Fighter II, which over the years has gotten more and more complex. And,
Freak 5 is exiled. I don't know if you heard me, Breakman, but he's exiled.
Yeah. How many is he up to now?
I don't know. And Eric, you're exiled too, you son of a bitch. God damn it. He says, Freak says, my future sweeto Frank's tears when the Nuggets lose. And then Eric is like, tears of the Frankdom. How dare you?
Wow.
All right. Let's
you can start this one out, Frank, since they're being mean to you.
You know what? Just to spite every motherfucker here except for Breakman, I'm going with what is it? Clay Fighters, even though it should be Street Fighter 2.
Wow.
Sons of bitches.
Street Fighter.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Frank. It's Street Fighter, man.
Yeah, I know. I would have voted. Like, I knew you guys
last week. It might be the greatest sequel of all time.
I know. I agree. And I would have voted for that. I'm just salty right now. We need him to catch those tears in his diamond-plated goblet. Let's go to my own. There you, man. All right. What else we got?
Street Fighter 2 moves on. Next, we have X-Men versus Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat 2. Eric, you can start this one out.
X-Men versus Street Fighter.
Wow, I don't think this is going to be a very popular one for a lot of people, because I've got to agree with Eric. That's one of my favorite games.
You got to be fucking shitting me.
X-Men versus Street Fighter. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mortal Kombat.
You've got to be fucking shitting me.
Game.
Mortal Kombat 2, which was my secret pick to win the whole fucking tournament. How dare you guys? How dare you guys should be ashamed of yourself. You're both exiled. This is easy. It's Mortal Kombat 2, you sons of bitches. All right, I'm gonna get you guys back. Don't worry. Each I'm gonna get back each of you in my own way. Just watch. Okay, continue on.
It started the versus franchise. Like, there was no
dare
versus.
You. Dare you? Dare
you? I've got so many great college memories of
How
playing.
Dare that. You, Breakman?
And skipping class and playing that game.
Dare you?
Next, we have the Live in the Now bracket, which has Blaze Blue, Central Wiction.
Central Wiction. Central Erection?
I guess, versus Guilty Gear Xrd. Xrd, the worst name ever. I believe this is my turn to start. I've never played the Blaze Blue games. I've only played the Guilty Gear, so I'm sorry, Blaze Blue. I gotta go with the Guilty Gear Xrd. And there's a guy named Bad Guy. I mean,
Soul Bad Guy.
Who are you picking in, Eric?
Sorry, I flaked for a second. I zoomed out, huh?
Wait, Eric said he picked somebody. Who'd you pick, Eric?
I picked Guilty Gear.
Fuck, I can't screw over either of you guys, so I'm just going to go with Guilty Gear as well.
Guilty Gear X-Turd moves on.
X-Turd?
Yeah, X-Turd.
Ultimate Mortal Kombat versus Capcom 3, which is, one of the...
Freak 5 is exiled again, you son of a bitch.
Versus Capcom versus SNK2. So about versus here. A lot of versus. I believe this is Frank's turn to start.
I wish I knew which games you guys were going to pick, because I'd pick the opposite.
Okay. How about I start then?
Okay.
I've got a lot of fond memories of playing Capcom versus SNK2 online, and the character creator and stuff like that. I really like that game a lot. Even though I know MVC3 is loved and it's a good game, I'm going to go with Capcom versus SNK2. Eric?
Marvel versus Capcom 3.
All right, here's where I get my revenge.
There you go, Frank. You get what you want.
Here's where I get my revenge on Breakman, and I go with Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3, not because I think it's a better game. I actually think SNK2 is a better game, but I get back at Breakman on this one. Eric, you're next, son of a bitch.
he's got a list.
I already voted for Ultimate Marvel vs.
No, no, he's saying you're next on his list. Yep. He screwed me, now he's gonna screw you.
Yep.
OD versus 3D. Next we have the UFC 4, which is not the Ultimate Fighting. This is Ultra Street Fighter 4 versus the Injustice, the first game. Which of the modern Mortal Kombat and Injustice, that's probably the weaker of the fighting games. I believe since it was your turn to start, Frank, it's your turn again.
No, I think it's Eric's turn.
I passed on you last time I started. So
God damn it.
I think you'll vote for Injustice.
I'm going for Injustice because I know Eric is not going to vote for it.
Eric?
I just said it. By my attempts to psychologically trick you out failed, so I'm running for Ultra Street Fighter 4.
Mm.
You could and fuck over Eric right here, Breakman.
Has great story. It has one of my favorite gaming franchises. I know Eric hates Bad Guy Superman, but I really like Bad Guy Superman. Because he's still like Superman, but he's just like
my revenge Superman is going to be complete.
Not Boy Scout anymore.
My revenge is almost complete. Do it, Breakman. Do it.
I'm sorry, Frank. Though.
God damn it!
Street Fighter 4 is just a great
son of a bitch.
Game. It really is. It's better fighting game than Injustice.
God
the
damn
story
it.
Is better than Injustice. It's far better.
Okay.
But it's a fighting game. I gotta go Street Fighter 4.
Duly noted, Breakman. Okay. All right. That's okay. No, don't worry about it. Trust me. Don't worry about it.
You've already screwed me once. You're going to continue this? next, we have Mortal Kombat 9 versus Fighting Vipers, which somehow made it this far.
Fighting Vipers.
Are you serious? You still, I quit. I'm done. If Fighting Vipers moves on again, I'm done. MK9. It's the first, like, last franchise, last reboot of the franchise they did. Now they're... they're calling it a reboot, even though it's really... It's a valid sequel. Makes sense.
I could really screw over Break again. But I'm just waiting in the weeds for Eric. I'm going to go with MK9, obviously.
Yeah, I really like this unique story they had with 9. Like, we knew the story before, like, you know, Liu Kang wins the tournament and stuff like that, so they decided to mix it up. And
I don't care, because Fighting Vipers was allowed to get this far. I'm fine with it ending here.
How dare you, Freak 5. So
oh, God. Next, we have the last bracket, the ring outs of 3D, baby. Soul Calibur 6 versus DOA 3, and I believe it's Eric's turn to start.
As much as I liked DOA 3, I like the ability to make just a dude in their underwear Soul Calibur 6.
This is hard. I really like DOA 3, even though, and honestly, I'm a huge fan of the Soul Calibur franchise, but I think third one's one of my favorites, because it's one I have a lot of fond memories of. It was the first, like, Xbox one, and, it was when I realized DOA was actually a good fighting series and not just fan service. So I gotta go DOA 3.
Okay. This is where I can really screw Eric over.
You're gonna screw one of us.
I don't really care.
I could. I will say Soul Calibur 6 is one of my favorite fighting games of all time. But I'm picking DOA 3 just to get back at Eric for one. But it is a good fighting game. Period.
I said I do care.
Okay, well, fine. I'm gonna do one that you do care. Then thanks for telling me that, Eric.
So wait, do you want Soul Calibur? And then
no. I want DOA 3.
I mean, I don't care what happens to the rest of the.
How dare you, Eric? Son of a bitch. I got revenge on both you guys. That's how I'm looking at it. So Dead or Alive 3, it is a great game.
Soul Calibur's not out of it yet. It's Soul Calibur
2
is taking on Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, and Frank, you're the last guy.
Yeah, this one is where I pick Soul
Calibur. So,
yeah, I know. This one, I'm definitely picking Soul Calibur 2, because it pained me not to pick Soul Calibur 6, because Soul Calibur 6 is such a great game. But Soul Calibur 2 was another great game, and that's the one that had, like, Link and all the others, I think, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great game. Soul Calibur is the most underrated series besides Darkstalkers, which you son of a bitches didn't vote for earlier, but whatever. Yeah, Soul Calibur 2.
Holding grudges, I see.
Yeah, I remember. I'm like an elephant. Just not quite as fat. Almost, but not quite.
I'm not as vengeful, either. I mean, the elephants aren't as vengeful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. I am pretty vengeful. So.
I'm just going to stomp on people like grapes, like an elephant. Don't
I wish, man. That'd be awesome, man. I'd stomp on both of you assholes today. Soul Calibur 2 for me.
So which one are you going? Soul Calibur 2?
Yeah, I'm going Soul Calibur 2. I don't know about Eric.
I'm voting for Smash just because someone needs to vote for it.
This one's harder than I thought it was going to be, because I was like, oh yeah, Soul Calibur, but I played a lot of Smash Bros. Ultimate, and like, there was nothing like Smash Bros. Before Smash Bros. And now, obviously, there are at least a couple games where they've completely copied it, like Warner Brothers game, and that, what was that, Nickelodeon game.
Yeah.
Soul Calibur 2 is such a good is such a good game, though. Shit. I don't know. I really like both of these.
Freak 5 is exiled, son of a bitch.
Can I throw a friend? Wow, this one's hard for me. Wow, I like both of these games a lot. I've played a fucking shit ton of Smash Brothers too. And Soul Calibur. You know what? I'm gonna go with Smash Brothers.
I quit. For this reason
only is Smash Bros. Split up the DLC between different franchises, whereas different systems. Like, you had to play a different system to get a different character. Yeah. Whereas Smash Brothers just gave you tons and tons of characters for free.
It was just one character. Jesus Christ, man. What's a better game overall?
No.
I'm kidding, man. You pick who you pick, man. It's all good.
I mean, I don't feel good about this pick because I really, really love Soul Calibur.
You know what? My pick to win the whole tournament.
It's so weird that when they put Soul Calibur 2 on the Xbox and stuff, they didn't bother to at least give you Hihachi as well, because I know they can't give Zelda for reasons, but the other character didn't make sense.
You know what my game to win the whole tournament was? Soul Calibur 2. That was my like secret pick to win the whole fucking thing. And now you guys have ruined my dreams.
Well, do you wanna do the last three things here, or do we wanna wait till last next week?
Yeah, we're gonna wait till next week.
If we do them
week.
Now, we can do just a free.
Oh, game. You know what?
I'm kinda mad at Bamco for not doing a port of Soul Calibur.
Let's do it, Switch. Because then next week we can just do a straight free for all. Fuck it, let's go. We got time.
All right. Any of the Soul Calibers.
Ooh, wow, Street Fighter 2, the legendary game versus X-Men versus Street Fighter. I believe it's Eric's turn to start.
So where are we? What are the choices?
The top.
Street Fighter 2 versus X-Men versus Street Fighter.
I'm going to vote for X-Men versus Street Fighter over Street Fighter 2.
My heart agrees with you, but at the same time, like, it's Street Fighter 2. That's really hard to go against Street Fighter 2. It invented the fighting game genre. And it's still a fun game to play. If you pick up the original's still fun. Even if it doesn't have a favorite character in it. Well, yeah, I like Zangief, too. X-Men vs. Street Fighter was like, let's take it over to the top and let's add different characters in here. Let's have Cyclops and Ryu team up. Yeah, dude.
I like how they just reuse Hado Kid. It's like, why don't we just make it a Kamehameha?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they decided to go to 11, so to speak, you know? They took Street Fighter 2 and turned it up to 11. I'm going to go with Street Fighter 2, though. It's still... I think it's less complicated to play, even. Just the whole tag team format of X-Men versus Street Fighter. I think anybody can pick up Street Fighter 2 and play. You know, just... It's simple jump, kick, punch. Frank, you're a tiebreaker.
Yeah, I'm in agreement, Break. As much as I like X-Men versus Street Fighter, it's a great game. But I can't deny the impact that Street Fighter 2 had on the genre as a whole. And we mentioned it last week, Breakman. Street Fighter 2 is not only a great game, but probably the best sequel to a game ever. And that may be another mini tournament is the greatest sequel ever and the worst sequel ever for tournament ideas. But because I could think of one. Last of Us 2, that are awful, but Street Fighter 2 for me, It has to be.
I have the Japanese copy of X-Men vs. Street Fighter. I love that game.
Yeah, it's a great game, for sure.
The Saturn version, you mean?
Yep. I got the Saturn version of that and the Saturn version of Marvel.
Scotoma says weak sauce. No, the reasoning is sound. I understand, like, technically speaking, Street Fighter versus X-Men is a better game in a lot of respects, but I can't not deny the history of Street Fighter 2. Street Fighter 2 is just an all-time great game.
Yeah, and like I said, there's a playability to it, an easy playability to it. Even if you don't know how to throw a fireball, you can still jump and kick and punch and win a match.
Right.
And I have the Saturn versions of that one in the sequel, which are weird. You had to take out the RAM part.
There's air guarding and air dashes too.
Yeah, but you had to take that to play the game. You had to start the game up and then take out the card that was in it and put a new RAM card in it while the game's booting up. And you have to do it fast enough or it doesn't work. Anyway,
that reminded me of the trick with Shenmue that you had to do on the Dreamcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
basically the Japan got a more powerful version of the Saturn than we did. Basically, anyway, with their upgrade and stuff. Yeah, whatever. It's cool. I like it. I got arcade sticks for that game. Anyway, next we have the last of this bracket. Living in Now goes up GG Turd, which is Guilty Gear, the X Turd, versus Ultimate Mortal Crapcon 3. I forgot who was up. I'm going to go ahead and start because I completely forget. I'm going to go with Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 because I just dogged on X Men Street Fighter. I feel bad about having to kick it to the side, but I mean, it was going to be a Street Fighter.
I'm voting for Guilty Gear.
Frank, you are a tiebreaker again.
These are both exceptional games.
Do you want a turd or crap?
I mean, these are both great games, man. I think I got to give a slight edge to Guilty Gear. Sorry, Break, but yeah, it's Guilty Gear. It's a great game. It
moves on. Let me see here. I'm stalling because I'm typing something. Sorry. next, we have Guilty Gear Moves On. I got to put that on there. Guilty Gear's Herd Moves On. Fody versus 3D. And I'm not calling Guilty Gear Herd. I'm just saying it's the name of the game. I didn't name it. They named it. Ultimate Street Fighter 4 versus Mortal Kombat 9. Frank, you get to start this one.
I'm going to go with Mortal Kombat 9 because it's the last Mortal Kombat up on the board. So I'm going to go Mortal Kombat. Over.
I didn't realize it was. Eric?
Can't get rid of all the good ones, Scotoma said. They're all good, Scotoma. All these are good.
I'm going to vote for Ultra Street Fighter 4.
I'm going to go with MK9. It was a new story and a new fighting system, and the fighting system was good enough that they used again, basically, with Injustice and Justice 2 and other Mortal Kombats. And there were, there were problems along the way. Like, Injustice, I thought, was kind of the weaker of the fighting games. But there were some easy, exploitable things in there. But still, MK9 was the fresh start for the system that they're going with. Again, a fresh start, but it was a good fresh start. MK9 moves on. Next and last bracket, we have DOA 3 versus Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Eric, you get to go first.
I'm going to vote for DOA 3.
Right? Oh, wait, I'm next. I'm going to go with DOA 3. Right? What do you want?
It doesn't matter what I want now, but but luckily I also wanted Dead or Alive 3, so I dodged a bullet with that one. Son of a bitches. Yeah, Dead or Alive 3, it's an underrated franchise. It gets lumped in those fan service-y type games, but it's a great fighting game. Dead or Alive is great, and Dead or Alive 3 is pretty good from what I remember. I really do like Smash Brothers a lot, but like you said, it's quirky and different in its own way. It's almost its own subgenre of fighting games. You know what I mean? So, to me, Dead or Ass 3. I like it. So, Dead or Alive 3, man, for me.
All right. that we finally agree on something. Wow.
I know, the only one. The only one.
Yes, the only one. Next, this is the final. This isn't the final. We got two more.
Semis.
Yeah, semis. Street Fighter. Wait a minute. Oh, sorry. Street Fighter 2 versus Guilty Gear X-Turd. I think it's my turn to start. Street Fighter 2. I don't think this is much of a competition. Street Fighter 2. There were different characters, like there was the diarrhea turd. I think the shit sandwich for the first time was in that video game. You know? Yeah. Good characters, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, I really like the X-Lax character the best. Break.
I think they. I don't know. I think they're broken. They kind of cheated. Like that's the noob character to me. Like to me. which one do you want, Frank?
Go with Eric next.
This show's gone off the rails. What do you want, Eric?
Ass fighter.
X-Men versus Street Fighters.
No, Guilty Gear versus Street Fighter.
It's Shit Fighter 2 versus Guilty Gear X-Turd.
I'm gonna go for Guilty Gear again.
Guilty Gear X-Turd versus Street Fighter. Or Ass Fighter 2. Ass Fighter 2 moves on, I think. Well, no, wait. Frank, you haven't chosen, have you?
No, I haven't. This is actually really, really, really tough. Because Guilty Gear is a great game, man. It's a great game. Like, it's deserving of getting this far in the tournament. But, man, Street Fighter 2. I'm going to go with Street Fighter 2 just because of what I said earlier. It's just an all-time great game, period. It's got to be Street Fighter 2.
Ass Fighter 2 moves on. And let's find out who Ass Fighter 2 will be fighting. They will be fighting Mortal Cramps 9 versus
Okay. Versus what?
Dick or Ass 3.
Dick or Ass 3.
Dick or Ass
3. Oh, okay.
Dick or Ass 3.
When did this become the hot tub edition of RP Grinders?
Lower Ass. I couldn't think of any D's. There was Dick and Dildo.
Jesus. All right. I'm going to go first on this one. I'm going to pick Dead or Alive 3 because I don't think anybody expected Dead or Alive 3 to get this far in the tourney. And I think it's deserving. I do like Mortal Kombat 9 a lot. Like you said, it kind of reset things and reset them in a good way. But I just think Dick or Ass 3 is one of the most underrated, if not the most underrated, fighting franchise in gaming. So for me, it's Dick or Ass 3.
I'm going to go ahead and go next, put Eric on the spot, because I'm going to go with those cramps, man. God damn.
Mortal cramps.
I'm guessing cramps are bad. I don't have to deal with that. I'm not a woman. Suck it, women. I'm just kidding. Women don't hurt me.
Voting for DOA 3.
Ooh, DOA 3 moves on to the finals.
Wow. The dick and ass. Oh, it's dick or ass, not and ass. My bad.
Dick and ass.
The dick and ass versus ass fighter. Yeah. This tournament's broken down. Eric, you can go first.
What are we doing?
It's Ass Fighter 2 versus Dick or Ass 3.
Wait, can you put those? Can you put those in somewhere where I can like see them?
Oh shit! My bad. I completely forgot about that.
That's all right. I'm having. Oh, here we go. Okay, I can see it now. It's better.
You got it? Okay.
All right. How can you identify the blind man at the nudist colony, Freak 5 says. Tell us, Freak 5. I mean, the world wants to know, man.
They're probably still wearing clothes.
I have no idea. All right, Eric's first on this one?
Yes.
What was the choices again?
Ass Fighter 2 versus Dick or Ass 3.
Freak 5 said it's not hard.
I'm gonna vote for.
That's what she said.
For Dick or Ass 3.
Dick or Ass 3. I am going to go with Ass Fighter 2. It's a classic game. Like I said, there's you got Cammy sticking her ass out. Wait, she's not in that one. It's Chun-Li sticking her ass out versus Ryu, who's got his ass out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Freak. I thought you were giving us the excuse to say wrong answers only. That's why I said
it. Right. So it's up to me. I get to decide this whole tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Conventional wisdom says that Street Fighter 2 should win this whole thing just because of its history and how great it is and how it you can still play it, all the reasons that we've all chronicled here. But Dead or Alive 3 is one
Dead
of the
Dead or Alive 3 got it right the first time and didn't need several editions.
Yeah, see, that's what I was going to say, Eric. Dead or Alive 3 is a great game that nobody played. Pretty much, or not enough.
On one platform.
Yeah, and it is vastly underrated. As much as I love Street Fighter 2, and it should be in the pantheon of great games ever. This is RP Grinders. We do things a little different, so I'm going with Dead or Alive 3. Dead or Alive 3 wins the whole damn thing.
Oh my god! Yeah. There is the biggest upset in gaming
history. I agree. This is a huge upset. He only likes it more because of the boobs. No, it's a great fighting game, Skotama. I don't know if you've ever played the Dead or Alive series.
They're not Master Chief character in it.
Yeah. I just think it's a great game, man. I remember. Do you guys ever remember that dumb game, Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball? You know how long I played that?
There's three of those things.
I know. But you remember the original? I played that, like, forever. I don't know why it wasn't
because of that goddamn game. DOA.
Yeah, I know.
I mean that and the bouncing. But like I mean, Fatal Fury had to bounce before, and they've got away with it forever.
Yeah, I don't know. And I just like Dead or Alive 3.
I mean, she still fucking says it.
And by the way, Dead or Alive 3 was my dark horse candidate to win it all. I know I had my secret favorite.
Mine was Ultra Street Fighter 4, but this is fine.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is okay.
Dildo Harass 3 is the winner. That's some shock.
Dildo.
It is a shock win. I think this is the biggest upset in tournament history on RP Grinders for sure. So, all right. Well, that's all we got for this week, and we're ending a little bit early, and that gives us all time to go get food. Yeah, food quest time. It's definitely food quest time. Okay, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
We're talking about booze in chat. What were
you saying? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I distract you from your
booze? Yeah, what were we talking about?
We're talking about plugs, Breakman.
Oh, okay.
Butt plugs.
God, I forgot.
Did you guys hear Bernie? No.
I had to chime in.
Bernie said butt plugs. That's what she said. She just said that.
I like that song.
All right, Eric. Your plugs.
You can find my written reviews on BostonBashBrigade.com. Otherwise, there's my audio reviews on the feed for the show. And if you like either of those things and you want to support me by sending me as little as $1 per month or just $1 to $10 donation, there's a link to my Patreon on my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Alright.
Help out.
Yeah, make sure to help Eric out a little bit. He does a lot of great work with written reviews on BostonBastardBrigade.com, and also
I might do a written review for Breath of the Wild sequel because
Tears of the Kingdom.
There's a lot to say about it.
Yeah, he does great audio reviews on the feed. You guys should check those out. He puts in a lot of work on a lot of great games and is a vastly underrated. Reviewer of games. Freak 5 says, I'm plugging Bernie's OnlyFans. This week, she is pegging... How dare you? and using Frank's tears as lubricant. How dare you, Freak 5? Son of a bitch. Exiled. Son of a bitch.
Using Frank's tears as lubricant.
How dare you, Breakman? You're exiled too, you son of a bitch. Breakman's Twitter is at RP Grinders. Make sure you check that out. Mine is Frank Branches on Twitter. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. And you can follow my other channel, Mexican Longhair. Or you could follow Bernie's channel, Bernie Branches, on YouTube. She's going to be doing Hot Tub Editions on the YouTubes, which is awesome. Really funny. We had a lot of fun with karaoke, changing lyrics to naughty lyrics, and that's always fun. What else?
A whole new butt. That's all.
About it. That's about it. Next week we'll do just a regular free for all, and also we'll discuss. Oh, we already know what the next tournament is going to be.
I've got a tournament built, but I wanted to change some of the guys' input.
Well, I'll send you. I mean, I think you got it. I mean, as long as Tingle is on the list, then we're good. You know.
I think I covered all the known ones, but maybe I missed something.
So. Do you have what's his name? Waka from Final Fantasy X on there?
Maybe.
Okay.
Or Snow.
Snow,
I know Snow's on there because I've made sure that motherfucker was on that list.
Well, if Waka from...
I hate that guy so much.
Lightning.
I'm a hero. Yeah. You're not, you're annoying.
Yeah, Lightning's pretty annoying. Actually, Bowser's pretty annoying too, to be honest. He's a pretty...
Because he won't stop trying to kid...
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't get the hint, man. He's like horny.
What attempt is he on? Like 15th at this
point? Yeah, exactly.
This will be... I'll get it this time, for sure. Yeah. Him and Dr. Wily haven't talked to each other regularly.
Exactly.
I wish the Mario Brothers movie was on a streaming service.
I know, it's not yet. It will be soon.
No, it's the pay $20 to see this fucking thing.
Shit, try $30, dude. Fun.
It's $25 to rent it or $30 to buy it.
Buy it, yep.
Shit is that.
Might as well just buy it.
Skodama's exiled, son of a bitch. All right, that's about all we got this week. You guys have anything else?
Wait, which one is the chick? Is it Blanca? I thought these were both guys. Blanca and Chewbacca had a baby and they named him Frank?
How dare you? For reading that break there, son of a bitch.
Somebody pitched their DNA and then they made a baby.
Oh, okay.
I hate you. I hate all of you. I hate every last motherfucking one of you guys. I can't stand any of you. Everybody in chat, all the chatters this week, Freak 5, Skodama, and the lurkers who I'm going to read right now, fuck all of you. Every one of you, which includes and Jen. Well, not Jen, because Jen's special, but A-OK, Alessidra, another TV viewer, Commander Root, Drapsnat, Lizby, Kata, Lurks, what's up, Lurks, and Polly Rugi, and World of Chatters. A couple new ones, a couple new lurkers this week, so right on. All right, you guys have anything else?
No, just don't make the Met lurkers mad.
Right. All right, stay safe this weekend. Yeah,
oh, I know. I do have one more thing.
What? Son of a bitch. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we're out. Fucking guys. Assholes. Every last one of you. Show's over!
Screw you, gay. I can't shut you up. I'll shut us all up. Click!
I know, right?